USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock is projected by numerous news outlets to defeat Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler in one of the two crucial Senate runoffs in Georgia. Loeffler has not conceded. The race between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue is still too close to call, with 99% of the precincts reporting. Kenosha, Wisconsin was prepared for unrest, but none materialized after prosecutors said Tuesday no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake by police officers in late August.
And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
District Attorney Michael Gravely also said no additional charges will be brought against Mr. Blake. Although Jacob Blake was armed and resisting arrest, Jacob's uncle Justin called the decision a slap in the face, and where's the justice? This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Congress meets today for the final Electoral College count and announcing the official winner of the 2020 presidential election. A large number of people have converged on Washington, D.C. to observe the count and all the politics that will surely ensue inside the chamber. More than 17 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been shipped. That's enough to inoculate about 5% of the population against the deadly virus, but less than 30% of those shots have been used so far, leaving millions of doses in storage. Nancy Meissonier, who heads the CDC's Immunization Center, said Tuesday she isn't surprised by the early numbers, pointing to the newness of a mass vaccination program and the holiday season. A DoorDash driver who refused to give a Long Island, New York customer his food after she felt stiffed by the $8 tip. The driver claimed it was a 40-minute drive. The hungry guy claimed it was only a 20-minute drive. When pressed on why she accepted the job, the woman explained that the app does not reveal the total distance to couriers. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Per the Constitution, January 6th, the Electoral College numbers from the 2020 presidential election will come to a final vote in Congress. Expecting fireworks later today, USA Radio News' Dan Araki fills us in.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in six states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in six states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who would change the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named four lawmakers to serve as Democratic leaders in the House ahead of the expected debate. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.